This is HDN.
Tuesday, September 30th, Jamie and Lisa in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
A little bit of history made at the airport over the weekend. Halifax Stanfield welcoming the very first Japan Airlines flight. And first time ever carrying 250 Japanese tourists. They flew 14 and a half hours on the 777 direct to Halifax. This is part of their...
Direct from Japan to Halifax?
Direct.
Now, which way around the world would they go? Because they're basically on the exact opposite end, aren't they?
Christ only knows.
They go over Europe or would they fly right over Canada?
Over the poles?
Probably over the pole.
You think so?
Although even the pole would be almost as...
I know.
The only stupid route would be to go over the South Pole. That would be the longest. Yeah. other than that, though...
Anyway, for the next few days, they're going to be visiting Halifax, Cape Breton, and of course, Prince Edward Island. The flight was met, actually, with RCMP and Red Surge. They had Highlanders there with the bagpipes and an Anne of Green Gables lookalike in attendance.
Well, welcome to Nova Scotia.
Wow, this is... I can
hardly wait to see all of the Japanese tourists with the Anne of Green Gables hat and pigtails pictures on the internet. You know there are going to be a bunch.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was totally blown away by that. The first time I was introduced to that whole phenomenon was when I worked in television and was on the island working one summer. And the amount of Japanese tourists there blew me away. And that's when I found out about the whole love affair with the Anne of Green Gables legend and how it's studied in the schools over there.
Yeah,
and
they love it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's the amount of Japanese tourists everywhere. Though I remember in Banff, last time I was in Banff, you were with me.
Yes.
All of the signs were in English and, of course, one would think French because that is the other national language. No, English and Japanese.
Japanese.
In Banff. No French to be seen.
No, God, no.
But all of the street signs in Japanese and English.
Mm.
That shows the power of the Japanese currency and the Japanese tourists. They absolutely love it. They buy the souvenirs. They come over. They take the pictures. They just... All of the stuff that we take for granted, they absolutely adore.
Well, yeah, I remember talking to a tourism expert at one point about this, and I guess it is the amount of open space that they just cannot get enough of, and they just cannot get over.
Especially the people from Tokyo, just to see the wide open space that we have, that we take for granted here in Canada.
The city's back partnering up with the schools again this fall to invite families to stay active over the winter months. They're providing free access to some of the school gymnasiums. They have six schools that'll be spread out across the region. Then they're going to be open for 2 hours most Saturdays, and you can take your school-age kids along with parents to play a little tag, a little kickball. There's dancing, shoot some hoops, anything fun and active, really.
But just not all at the same time.
No.
Those damn dancers keep getting in our way every time we try to shoot some hoops.
It started this past weekend, September the 27th, and it's going to go until November the 29th, and then they pick up again in January and go until May. And let's see, A.J. Smeltzer Junior High, that's on the list. That's out in Sackville, of course. Humber Park Elementary, Rockingstone Heights School, John McNeil Elementary, Fairview Junior High, and Duncan McMillan High School.
All the parents... think that that is a wonderful idea. I think that's a wonderful idea. Don't you think that's a wonderful idea? Now think back to when you were a kid. Can you think of any place that you would want to go to less than your school on the weekend?
Well,
once you're home from school, it's like, hey, I have a great idea. Why don't we bundle everybody up and go to your school gymnasium?
Yay!
No! we're forced to go there Monday through Friday. Please, for God's sake.
Don't make us go on Saturday.
But I can see from parents' point of view, that's great. Indoors, especially when it's nasty outside, the kids can get the exercise. I mean, there are nothing but good reasons, but I guarantee you, you're going to be fighting your kids every step of the way to bring them there.
City rec staff actually will be on site at each school and they'll help and participate. But it's kind of neat. Unlike other municipal programs, this is totally unstructured. There are no lesson plans or organized activities. You basically just have access to the gym and the equipment and you can just go at her for 2 hours on Saturday. Oh, kind of a sad day for the Sidney Crosby family. Sidney's grandmother passed away over the weekend. Mary Catherine Forbes, Mary Catherine Kay Forbes, she was known as Katie, passed away Friday evening. She was 84 years old and pretty much spent her whole life in Halifax. She had 9 kids, one of which was Sydney's mom, Trina. And the funeral was held on Monday in Halifax, and they're asking for, in lieu of flowers, you can make donations to the War Amps or Kids Sport Nova Scotia. I imagine she was incredibly proud of young Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
Amazingly proud.
Just think of how proud we are of Sydney. We just live in the same city that he came from. To be actual blood relatives?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yes.
And this is a fun little story from New York City that has a Halifax connection. Olivia Fader and Mal Z. Now, this was supposed to be one of the most exciting moments of their lives.
Mal Z, isn't that one of the Spice Girls?
One of the lesser known ones.
Yeah, it was the roadie.
Now, the couple are from Halifax. They've been together about 3 years, and they were on vacation with friends in New York City when things went wrong. Now, it was supposed to have been a dream proposal. The plan was they were going to put a lock on the Brooklyn Bridge. I guess that's something that you do when you go
There are locks all the way along the side.
Oh,
just,
really?
Just like, you know, like locker locks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people put them, definitely.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
So they were on vacation. They were walking the Brooklyn Bridge. That's what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Mal had an engagement ring attached to the lock. Pulled out the lock to put on the bridge. Lo and behold, there's the ring. Oh my God, what a surprise. Well, when she opened the lock, the ring popped off and fell.
No.
I know.
Oh no.
Now, fortunately.
Well, at least they both know where it is, though.
Fortunately for the couple, they had stopped at a part of the bridge that had a platform below it, like a construction platform.
Probably the platform that John Travolta jumped onto during Saturday Night Fever
to frighten
the girls. Wasn't
maybe.
That the Brooklyn Bridge? He jumped off and there was a platform underneath?
They realized that the ring had fallen onto this platform. They could see it there. And one of their friends went running down to the end of the bridge where they came across 2 constables from New York City Police.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to get in to the construction area, the platform, and get the ring for them. So it all turned out okay, thanks to a couple of New York City police officers for saving the day. Couple planning to get married in August of 2016 in the Valley. That's where Z is from.
We had an amazing response to yesterday's Juan Memories podcast. The unfortunate thing is a lot of these people sent their memories via email to us.
Oh, okay.
And we read them, but we want you to share it with the class and put it on Facebook. Now, some did, but if you just leave your memories on Facebook, then we'll have it there forever on the internet. If you send it to us via email, as nice as it is, you know, I say, hey, Lisa, look at this. And Lisa goes, oh, that's really nice. And then that's it. It's just the two of us that see it. So if you're sending any dirty pictures or naughty jokes or anything like that, send them email to us directly.
Okay.
But if you're putting down something like your memories of Hurricane Juan or things like that, then put it on our Facebook page, the Halifax Daily News. But once again, if you are sending dirty pictures or, you know, things like that,
send them directly to Jamie.
Well, at least it doesn't like him as much.
Had the opportunity to take a quick tour yesterday of a really amazing place that is right here, actually, in Beaver Bank. It's a company called Conrad Cartoons, and it's a young guy. You might recognize Luke and Jock. They were a comedy duo.
Sure.
And they appeared on Dragon's Den.
They appeared on every reality show
yes.
around. They were on American Idol.
Mm-hmm. They tried out for that.
Canadian Idol.
Yep.
The Amazing Race, I do believe. Were they on that one?
I think so. They tried out for it. So You Think You Can Dance?
So You Think You Can Dance. Canada's Got Talent.
Yep.
They tried. They were using us to get into the doors of that one, if I remember correctly.
And the great thing about these guys is that they wrote a song for each one of these that was tailored to the actual show. So, I mean, it was very funny stuff.
The Dragons loved them. They were on Dragon's Den a couple of times.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what they do when they're together. Now, Luke Conrad has sort of a business that he's been doing for about 11 years and just recently bought a farmhouse in Beaver Bank where he has set up his company, Conrad Cartoons. And he showed me what he's got going on out there. It is absolutely incredible. He's doing work for Disney. He's nominated for an Emmy for a show that he did that went to number one on Nickelodeon Kids down in the States. And now he's in the running for a project that an animation project that would be voiced by none other than Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. So it's Luke and Luke.
Luke and Luke. This is, yeah, exactly. It would be Luke and Luke. Just absolutely incredible things. And what's so amazing about his story is how hard he is fighting to keep his business and keep workers in the province. That is his big driving force, is to hire local, stay local, and take care of his employees so that they will stay in the community.
Well, then I would just like to suggest that maybe rather than getting Mark Hamill on your damn cartoon, you get Jamie Patterson, who lives right here in Beaverbank with you there, Luke. Just a suggestion.
He does do local, but this project, he would just be doing the animation. Some of the bigger studio, or some of the bigger projects that he does, the story is already written. They record the voices in multi-million-dollar sound studios somewhere in Los Angeles. Anyway, I just thought I would mention that because it is so refreshing to talk to a successful businessman who is driven not by the almighty dollar, but driven by the love of community. Well, and just the desire to, employ local, stay local, and support local.
And it looks like that is today's podcast, short and sweet. And get up an adder. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Until then.